So the man, don't take two more Ksavas, please. Now, they say blank Meshavas, then the big blank Shnas. But what happened to the Kodesh? I mean, obviously put it in your own handwriting, but it's another confusing thing. So as far as the first one is concerned, the fancy one loses to the other two, which are better. I have to be honest. I tell you the other way around, but I have to be honest. Honest is honest. Okay. Good. Now we have Shnas Hameshes Alof Mushva Meos Lebrias Olam. Baruch Hashem is Lebrias Olam. Unfortunately, the RCA Ksuba, which I have here also, you don't have it. I didn't bother making a copy of that one. I mean, I should have. Maybe I should have made a fourth. That was a mistake on my part. Here, it doesn't say Lebrias Olam. You have to take my word for it. I made a mistake. I should have made a copy of this one also. This is the one that I have. My Ksuba that I have with a big base on Abdallah on top does not have the words Lebrias Olam.
Why not?
They made a mistake. That's why not. Yeah, it's me. I have some excuse. So that's where this one is no good. But when Rabbi credit these goes to Rabbi Penner, he put that, got it from his office. He put in the word Bria Solom Baruch Hashem. Leminin Shanamon and Khan. Now there's a place. How big is the place? Pretty big. Now the RCA is the biggest place for the place. It spans and it takes a spans an entire line. And the reason is my Rebbe, Zichron of the Bracha, would leave room for writing the rivers. We don't write rivers in Ksuvos. But I want you to know, to be honest, my Rebbe is a classicist. In the old Ksuvos, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they used to write the rivers. The same with the Rabbi Aget. You know, we haven't done it for years. My Rebbe.
Huh? In Vancouver, Rabbi Ahari would say Al Nacht Fraser, because Vancouver is on the Fraser River.
In a Ksuvah, you want it? It's hard to believe. In a Ksuvah?
In Vancouver, the Ksuvah's red. Vancouver, British Columbia, Alphonse Fraser.
Not again, Ksuba.
You were talking 40 years ago.
Yeah, and they read Ksuba, so you hear it, you heard it, you sure that's how they wrote it, that's how they wrote
it. I remember it.
Unbelievable. I'll be higher after Korma. Korma by higher and ask him
I will.
Where he got that from. Because today, almost nobody does it. I haven't heard of anything. Rabbi Hai is the first rabbi that I've heard. You know him from LA?
I have heard of him.
I never heard any rabbi doing it today. My Rebbe did it once in a while, so he left the whole space. But he didn't do it. My way he didn't do it. He filled out my ksuba after we ripped up the other three. He said he didn't write down New York, Masa the Asphalt, Case Yama about Nahar Hudson. Hey, that's not in the
Does it sound right? Al Nacht Fraser? Does that make sense?
Nahar should be. You probably heard of it. Nahar means Nun Hey Resh. Okay, fine. Now we've talked about it. Next word is here it changes. And if I believe, you'll see three different things. And I'll tell you what I prefer. I believe that the best words are found in the one I like best, Eich HaBocher. Now, Eich HaBocher literally means how the Bocher. Bocher means something in Hebrew means Bocher, someone's not married yet. He's a Bocher. When married, you're no longer a Bocher anymore. Okay? That's the proper way. The two you have in how should we say it? In regular type, not in Ksav Ashuri, both say Eich Shehachosim. I'm not happy with the word. Oh, Rabbi Shapter fixed it. I'm sorry, I didn't even pay attention. The one that he took from the RCA, although he did add the Bria Solomon, I'm telling you, it says Eich Shehachosim. I'm not so happy with the word Hachosim. It's not Hachosim yet. It should say, Dr. Take Two, please. It should say Habacha, and even the letter Shin. I'm not so sure if I like the letter Shin. Again, the one I have on top leaves out the Shin is a Habacha. Although I don't think the Shin makes that much of a difference, we'll have to look originally. I left it on my desk the Nachla Shiva. The Nachla Shiva is the Bible. The Nachla Shiva is presumably where this one is, the fancy one is taken from. You should have brought it in, but tomorrow I'll look it up. I don't think the Shin is there. Okay, look. But what's critical in Rabbi Shapter's, which no one else has, is the words Anan Sahadi. Now, full disclosure. Anyone here from Eidot HaMizrach? We have a band of Eidot?
No, Temani
is not exactly the same, but okay, a lot. I need you here. You have to be here, because until you were here, there was no representative of that whole Eidot. I'm quite sure that Eidot HaMizrach have the Anan Sahadi to this day. you look at the old Ksubas, it said Anan Sadi. Why? Why? And this is going to be critical to our next discussion. But we're both saying, tomorrow new Mamma comes. I'm told that by now everyone's ready for the new ones. It will take us for quite a while to make the new ones, like these ones. Okay, I just let you know that at the beginning, there'll be some Gemara's Gittin. So tomorrow, if you want to come to base measure with the Gemara Gittin, taken from one of them, I mean, they're playing them around. No one's going to get but us. I mean, it's going to be the next week. A few Mamma comes, Gemara Gittin. Later on, be on the Basra, later in the Makaras. But you know, we're learning Ksubas, but if you want to learn Ksubas, you have to know other things. You know. Okay, fine, bye. So Anan Sadi, Rabbi Schechter inserted it, even though in the traditional recent Ashkenazi Ksubas, going back to Nachashev, it wasn't there. And Rabbi Schechter's Svara was, of course, it should be Anan Sadi. Why? Is it witnesses? Any documents on the witnesses, you have to say that you are witnesses. Anan Sadi. We are witnesses. If you don't say we are witnesses, then the Ksuba lacks. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Isn't it like a given? Like, if they're signing up, obviously they're witnesses.
Okay, you can say that. But traditionally, in Anan Sadi, I have the Sefer. Did I bring it in today? No, I forgot it. Yeah, I brought it in. Ksuba Kehilchasa. A whole Sefer just about Ksubas, written by Rabbi Stern from Bnei Brak. He strenuously objects to the introduction of Anan Sadi into a Ksuba. Why? We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's my Makomas and getting that Yudches. That a Ksuba is to some extent like a Masa Bezdin. Ksuba is sort of in between. It's on the borderline. It's a half a Masa Bezdin, half a regular Shtar, and then many Nafkaminis. We'll get to it tomorrow and further. He does. You put on Ansadi. You're placing it squarely in the Shtar camp and taking it away from any vestige or any characteristic whatsoever of a Masa Bezdin. So he's not happy at all with the introduction of Anan Sadi, and that's one of the reasons I'm still a traditional, I'm using the old Ksuba of the Nachashev. Fine. Again, so then, either without or with or without, Eich Shehachosn should really be Habocha, and then the name. What's the name? So, in the two regular printed ones, it says the word Lemishpachas. In the how should I say it? The old one, the classical one, the word the Mishpachas is not there. Now, of course, you could put it in your own handwriting, but presumably, there's no need for the word the Mishpachas according to the traditional one. Because when I grew up, almost nobody wrote the Mishpachas. Now, true, we'll see Rav Moshe the Tshuva is better to write the Mishpachas for a simple reason. He's afraid there could be a person. I get the Moshe. Rav Moshe's old name. Rav Moshe was Moshe ben David. Okay? He's the only Moshe ben David in the world. Only Rav Moshe Feinstein in the world, that's for sure. I mean, even if someone else named Moses Feinstein, but he's not Rav Moshe. That's not the But you know, so if you write the Moshe of Rav David, the Mishpachat Feinstein, you know who it is. If you write the Moshe ben David, you have no idea who it is. There are 100, at least two. Moshe, you ever learn the Gemara? Let's come up a little bit. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, you ever hear that Gemara? It's a famous Gemara in a few places. If the two Yosef ben Shimon are in the same town, you have to write down Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven, Yosef ben Shimon ben Levi. You don't have to know who it is. So we don't do that. And our Oxibus doesn't say. So if he has a fancy name, he has two names, his father has two names, and there's a chance that no one else has a combination of two names, no. But his name is Moshe ben David. Well, they need two common names. The only way I can justify it, to answer Moshe's Taina, is well, maybe he's the only one Moshe ben David in the whole city, but he's also married to Rachel Bas Yaakov. And what are the chances that two Moshe ben David is married to two Rachel Bas Yaakovs? Do your actuarial stuff, you'll see, I think it borders on zero.
In the Chabad community, it could be more common.
Ah, they all have the same names. Well, Satva for that matter, many more people. Yoel, everyone's Yoel. Everyone's Yoel. By the way, they've stopped after 20-something years. They've stopped. Very simple reason why they stopped.
Fathers and sons.
No, okay. His sons, that's not the problem. Here's the problem. There's a famous Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was one of the Hasidic Ashkenazi. He wrote many things that he said shouldn't be done. Not a halacha. He made up his own things. Some things only meant for his own children, but it became very popular in some circles. And that is that it shouldn't be the same name to the father-in-law and the son-in-law. wasn't going to go to Ottawa. You heard that. Who never heard of that? Never heard of it. It's a famous... Please take 2 years. It's a famous thing.
I know more than one call in my community. They changed their names.
Oh, I'll tell you some stories about that in a minute. Yeah, okay. Compared to the one I gave you last week. So, after 20 years, the Satmas figured, it's a disaster. They keep naming Yoel. Everyone's going to have this... It'll be impossible to make any marriages because he'll be Yoel and Shrez will be Yoel, so forget about it. After 20 minutes, there's no more Yoels. There must be thousands of Yoels like this, but they stopped. Because otherwise, they're going to ruin the Shidduch. I'll tell you, what's your story, Steve, before I tell you my story about changing the names? Let me hear.
No, I just know many Kalas who have changed their names.
Kalas change their names.
Kalas change, the Kalas change their names because the mother in law has.
And they change their name in what sense?
Their first name.
And people call them differently?
From,
as far as you know?
Yeah, Shomer Shabbos. Many, I know.
And they're calling them, they used to call them Rochel, now they call them Leah.
She used to be this, now she's this.
Mamash changing names. So he says something very interesting, what Stephen says. It shows how who needs to get married more than who needs to get married. My story is how the men changing their names. So it's gotten so bad, the men, why should I change? You change your name. So the woman changes her name, because, you know, boys get more dates than girls. It's much of the shot. But I have a fascinating story. I'll even tell you. Two stories I heard, which is, it shows how the Olam HaTorah has changed. Many years ago, it was impossible to find a young lady who wanted to marry a Ben Torah. Someone was sitting in Kollel, someone was learning. He couldn't find anybody. Talk about 70-something years ago. Couldn't find. That's why it's arguable the most important person in Jewish life in the 20th century was someone named Sara Schneer, who was out of Rosh Hashiva, Gadol Hador. If not for the girls that she wears in Beis Yaakov, then all these big gadolim would have no kids. So they don't want to marry them. Batlan, who wants to marry Batlan? All right. So the story is told. I heard a story from a man named Rabbi Michal Shurkin. Anyone ever hear of him? Major Talmud Chacham. He lived by my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik for 20 years. Wrote up the Harei Kedem and the Givas Olam. He told me, if I have the story right, if I heard it from him, that his father was one of those people. His father's name was Rabbi Yaakov Shurkin. Was a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin many years, but at the point in time in his life, he was getting older and older and older and older and older, and no one wanted to marry someone like him. Parnassa, they wanted, you know, a career, they weren't interested. Rabbi Shurkin himself is over 70. So you're talking about the story quite close to 80 years ago, this story happened. And there were very few Talmidei Chachamim in America at that time. We're talking about pre-World War II. Fine. Came along a man named Rav Yaakov Kantorovitz. Rav Yaakov Kantorovitz is Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle. If you look at Or HaChaim Aleph, you see many of the tshuvas that hit back and forth to him with his uncle, Rav Yaakov Kantorovitz, a goyen oil of mamsh, in who called the Torah Kula. And he emigrated to America, he was in New Jersey somewhere. And this Rav Yaakov Shurkin meets this Rav Yaakov Kantorovitz. In some setting, he probably told me that he has, and he sees he has a daughter. A daughter of some Gadol B'Torah, hey, maybe I'm a player here. So after talking to him and learning, make a nice impression, I guess, on him, he asked him, and what's your name? He realizes it's a problem. He knew he's a Yaakov Kantorovitz. He's a Yaakov Shurkin. So on the spot, a fast thinker, my name is Yaakov Moshe Shurkin. He added a name to himself on the spot, because he added an extra name. The Tzavar and Vinachosa didn't get in the way. And he was able to get married, and the rest is history. I kind of heard it from Rabbi Shurkin himself. Now, see how things change. Fast forward many years, and there's a story going on in the local yeshiva in Riverdale. It's called the Telzi Yeshiva. There's a superstar in the yeshiva, and all the rabbis wanted for their daughters. You know, the rabbis are about the same age, a little younger than I am, and they all have daughters. And this guy, his name is, I'll tell you his name, he's now Rosh Kollel, my name is Moshe Meyerfeld. He's a tremendous, super Talmud Chacham. And all the rabbis want him. But the one who wanted him the most, and who actually got him, as a man, big Talmud Chacham, was a rabbi in the yeshiva for years, his name is Rav Moshe Fry. Big Talmud Chacham, major Talmud Chacham. He sees the problem over here. There's a problem. Do you know what he did? He had a name to himself. He's not Rav Moshe Chaim Fry. See how things have changed? 80 years ago, you couldn't find a girl who wanted to marry a Ben Torah. So the boy had to change his name. Now, you have all these fathers who are desperate to get the biggest type of chacham, so the father has to change his name. And Stephen reports he's gotten so, go to bed, now the girl has to change her name. This was this Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now I'll tell you a story of someone I know, a relative of mine, whose name is, this is a kiddush, how far, we'll see soon, the Gedol went with this. His name was Shmuel Elio, cousin of mine. And he was going out with a girl, and her name, I'm not sure what stage, his name, the father, was Shmuel Shmelka. Evan called this boy Shmuel, no one called him Shmelka. And Evan called that rabbi, Choshev Goyin, Shmelka, no one called him Shmuel. So what's the problem? They share a name, and Shmelka's a corruption of Shmuel, but so what? Two different names. They went to Reb Chaim Kanevsky. He said, no deal. Break it up. I don't break it up. I don't know if they met yet. I don't know what happens in those, that part of the world. Either they shouldn't see each other, they break it up, whatever. But they kept pushing. They really wanted to go. So Reb Chaim was makim on the condition that the boy henceforth be called Elio. Doesn't have to change his name. He's still called up to the Torah Shmuel Elio. But if you talk to him in conversation, he's now Elio. For 20 years of his life, I knew him as Shmuel. Now I have to call him Elio, change his name. Didn't change the name, but he changed the name he's called by. Your case, they Mamish changed the name of Mamish.
But I'm confused. The situation I'm familiar with, this goes back 20, 30 years.
Uh-huh.
They changed the English. The mother is called by the English name.
Right.
And the girl had the same English name. Let's say the girl became
from her. They changed the English name.
From her English name that she was known by to right. Luma. That was,
So maybe they didn't change any names. They just changed who she was called by. No, let's say she was Barbara. Let's say the mother was Barbara. I got it right?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
No, I can't.
Whatever. Barbara.
Right.
Okay. So she's Barbara and she's Barbara. That's also a problem against the Rita Chassid. So they said, call by human name Bluma. Maybe the mother, the other one's called Batya. I don't know. They don't have the same name anymore. They never had the same Hebrew name. Come on, the way the rabbi described. Now I'll tell you the story which happened in my own family, which is my own family, my own family. So I have a son, some of you know me, his name was Yehuda. He's a Rebbe in our yeshiva. So a shidduch was suggested. Ah, what an unbelievable girl. Fine. Comes to my attention that her father, I knew her father before, his name is Judah. Okay, what's his Hebrew name I found out? Yehuda Zelig. What does the family call him? Zelig. Oh, with a sigh of relief. And what do his friends call him? Judah. This is a no-brainer, right? His friends call him Judah. No one calls my son Judah. He's called Yehuda. His family calls him, his father calls him, all his brothers, cousins, they all call him Zelig. I'm home free. Well, Baruch Hashem, they're happily married, as you know, Baruch Hashem. But I found out there's only one person in the world who calls him Yehuda. Big problem. Who's the person?
His wife.
That's the worst. One of the reasons they say for this Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, someone calls a name in the house, you know who's calling. So now when his wife says Yehuda, probably two heads turn. You know, so we weren't expecting that, but it's only Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, in my opinion. Mind the low cover, low cup, dinalay, if you don't have to worry about it, don't worry about it. Just forget about it. It's interesting, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has two daughters. I had two daughters, I think. One married someone who went by the name Rabbi Moshe Shizgal, Zichron of the Rochem. And one married a Shlita, Rabbi Moshe Tendler. Two married Moshes. Now it's true, each had different names. I think Rabbi Shizgal was called Elia Moshe Shizgal, and Rabbi Moshe David Tendler. But their main name was Moshe, both of them. So, whatever. This all is digression completely. That's not what I want to talk about. But we're talking about the Ksuma today. That's our job for today. Again, before the Maramah comments, and I have something I want to talk to you about today, as time allows.
Is this from the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid?
Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, right.
And why is it so people take that very
seriously? Yeah, very seriously. More than seriously,
because
people are into the wrong things. What it says in the Torah, lo. Tigzo. If Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid would have put into a Tzava, he'd be better off. I kid you not. I don't like when they're frozen there. Right. Okay, we got all this because of the Mishpat. So fine. Rav Moshe wrote in the Tshuva of the Mishpat. That's it's true. I was in many ways that Rav Moshe performed. Many. Because Rav Moshe was the Messiah of Kedush in my youth. I never saw the word of Mishpat in it. That was the end of the Tshuva. So letting you know. Fine. I didn't see. I'm sure there's many other weddings that I didn't see. Fine. Amalala Hada Sulta. Okay, this is an old Ksubas, right? Actually, the RCA, once again, a mistake. Nothing big, I feel bad in copy this to you. Left out the word law. Now, it's not a disaster, but it just shows its sloppiness. It should be Amalala Hada Sulta, which all these three have. RCA does not have the law. Okay, fine. And they give a space. RCA Ksubas, almost no space for the girl's name. I don't know why. It's in space, it's wrong. Okay, and then Mishpachas, okay, the Omer does have the Mishpachas. Good. You put the name and the father's name, her name and the father's name, his name and the father's name. Now come to the meat of the issue. Heavily the intuk of that's Moshe Yisrael. Right? All have exactly the same thing. Now, Vano, Eflach. Did I tell you about my Eflach HaFalach? Did I tell you about that? Did I tell you? What I told you. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you now. The proper pronunciation is Eflach. I'll give you a ksub which has dots. In some yeshivish circles, they read it Afalach. The people should know better. I've read it Afalach. I've been in a few weddings. It's peak wedding season. I hear half the time people should know much better. Scholar, they read Afalach. As once at a Shalom Zachar, I didn't tell you the story. It's worth repeating. That's what I told you. So, I was at a Shalom Zachar. At the Shalom Zachar was a rav in my town. Together with a professor from Harvard, it was a Talmud Chacham. And they were recalling the story they met last time that this rabbi read Afalach and he corrected him. And the professor said, you think Afalach is just a mistake? They don't know, they're not careful about Aramaic? Oh, no. They're doing it on purpose. Why? Eflach means I will work. Afalach means I will make you work. That's the Shibush business. Yeah. That's what this professor is saying. That but people who are very far from that, I heard it mean that far. It's be Eflach. Okay, right. Next. What's the next word? The Okir, right? The Okir. That's the Hebrew spelling. You note in Dr. Steiner's, which is the Okar, took out the Yud, because he thinks it's an Aramaic. It's a half Hebrew, half Aramaic. Okay, fine. But everyone else has the Yud in it. The Eizon, Vafanis, Yesichi. Who have Yesichi Lichi? And Dr. Steiner and Rabbi Shechter left out the word Lichi. Why? Where did Lichi come from? It comes from the Get, the Havdu. Now, they claim that when a man divorces his wife, he, can I say it in English? He divorces her, I'm divorcing you to yourself. So now you're free. That's why they have Yesichi Lichi in the Get. No one plays the text of the get. They say it makes no sense. Yisichi lichi in ksuba. What probably happened, they said, was like nusach svad nesidah. Some had the text yisichi, some had the text lichi, and probably someone put out a thing where they put them both in parentheses. They put them both in. Nusach svad had that very often in the refaino. They repeat and agree because there were different things. They put them all in. I'm just giving an example. Okay, but there were those who justify yisichi lichi as a proper nusach. Even for a ksuba. Okay. Kilchus guven yudon. How do you spell kilchus? So, traditionally spelled with a vav, but Dr. Stein took out the vav because it's Aramaic. Kilchas. Guven yudon. The polchin umokrin bezonin the mefarnesin the shem bukushta. Okay? What does he say? He will, I'm just giving an English translation. I have to get you one also. He'll work, cherish, feed, and support I, this first person, you. We'll call it the laws of Jewish husbands who work, cherish, feed, and support their wives bekushta, faithfully. Okay. Till now, it's very nice. V'yihiv nilachi, I'm giving to you, Moab sulaychi, Moab, we know the word Moab means, kes yishol ke Moab sulos, because you're a psula. Ksaf zuzi mason, 200 zuz. Dechazi lichi min darais. This is what every Ashkenazi ksuba has. Note, the two ones in print have one unit in Doraisa. The traditional one has two yuds. Because every yatam, you should spell it. You look in the Gemara, it's always in the Gemara, it's spelled with two yuds. But I guess grammatically, it's for some reason it was one. Fine. Umzonashi, the Pesuk says in Chumash, Parashas Mishpatim, She'era kesusa v'onasa lo yigra. A man has an obligation to feed his wife, to clothe his wife, and to have relations with his wife. That's what it says. Umzonashi is your food. Susaichi is your clothing. Then it has a general term. Fasipu kaichi means not only food and clothes, whatever else you need. Okay? Umeyel levasichi ka'ara kalara. I will live with you, kedera kolores. That's an expression found in Parshas Vayera. Right? There's no man in the world to live all in a kedera kolores, to lope with his daughters. That's what the expression comes from. Fine? Good, everyone so far? Utsvias means she agreed. Moras. Now notice, she changed the title. Before she was called Absuta. Now she's already referred to Mrs. Moras. Blank. And he only need her own name, he only need her father's name. People make that mistake too. Psulta da, Bahavei Sleli Intu, and she became his wife. Now it hasn't happened yet. None of this has happened yet. So that's why the problem, what we call Benzik Shikra, which we'll discuss in the Shem and subsequent Shiur. Now, Vidain, you note, Rabbi Osai, that the. There's a Yud here on the left, on one of them. The Yud does not belong. Some justify the yud, but it really does not belong. So once again over here, the two of them have without a yud, that's the proper way. But they in the dunya, what's in the dunya, gentlemen? What's in the dunya mean? What's the dunya? Rabosa, come on, you know what you
mean.
Nad. What's a nad mean in English?
Dowry.
What's a dowry? Amen. A dowry means in old days when a woman married, her father shelled out cash as part of the deal. Ever see or hear Fiddler on the Roof? There's a song called Matchmaker, something like that. Emes, my youth. No dowry, no money. That's the word dowry. It's an old word, but it's used in English. It's spelled D-O-W-R-Y. That's what the word Nadunya means. This is in Nadunya, the dowry. The Hanalas lay me bay, and the word is blank. Why me bay? Again, why there's so much space here, I don't understand. Here, the fakir, the old one, is better. Leaves space for four letters. So you need avuha. If her father is alive and he's supplying the dowry, you put the four letters aleph beis vav hey, her father. If the father's not alive, or it's a second marriage, or some other funny circumstance, you put bei nasha, nun shin aleph, which means not her father. I mean, whatever the word nasha means, perhaps it means from the word nashani. Nashani Elohim is called a mother, it's called Beisavi. If I come to the name Menashe, I mean, she's from a difficult situation where she has no father, she's going to try to forget about that situation, now move into a marriage, whatever it means. Bein Bixaf, or Bekesef, Bein, here it is. If it's Bidahav, which is what Dr. Stein has in Aramaic, Bein Bixaf, Bein Bidahav. If you have the other one, Bein Bikesef, Bein Bizav. It does flip back and forth between Hebrew and Aramaic, but you try to at least be consistent within the same pasuk, within the same phrase. This is the dowry that he got. What else did he get? Unbelievable. Bein b'tachshitin. He got jewels. I don't know, he got a fancy watch with a diamond studded watch. Maybe they gave him then you should not wear tachshitin. At least I'm not in favor of tachshitin. So these days some men wear wedding bands, I'm not a fan. What other tachshitin is he wearing? This is what she's bringing him, unless she's bringing her to Tachshita, which are not going to be under his control. The money is the Levusha, which means clothing. Bishimusha Dira, furnishings. Ubishimusha De Arsa, beddings. Okay? Now I have different texts over here. I have Bishimushi De Arsa. On the top one, it says Shimusha De Arsa. That might be not so correct. I'm trying to get the best possible Nusa over here. When I get the Napa Shiva, we'll see if it differs at all from the classic one in South Soho that I have it. Yes?
The guy doesn't get it
that way. I also got married. I got nothing. Zero. But I still signed the suit. Because as we saw, we shall see, we have a standard suit for everybody. Rich, poor, you got, you didn't get. Everything's standardized these days. Okay, fine. Hakol kibel olav blank chasandana. How much did he evaluate it? The mayor's a kukim kesef tzaruf. Now the proof that we you don't get anything. We have no clue what Meir Zekukim Kesef Tzarav is. No clue. It could either be twice the value of a ksuba, or 30 times its value. We spoke about this yesterday. Ratio 15 to 1. So those could either be what we call $1,200 or $18,000. So what, you got married, you know what you got into? No one knows. Problem. Utsavi, blank, he agreed. Chasananan, for host of law min delay, added more. Old Meir Zekukim Kesef Tzarav Achayim Kenagda. The question, this probably means Tosefes Ksuba. Some say it's Tosefes Ksuba. We'll call Tosefes Ksuba. Sacha Kol Masayim Zekukim Kesef Tzarav. This is yesterday's shir. They're worth anywhere from $4,000 to $60,000. It shows how far, how not sure we are. The Kacham of blank, Chasadana. Watch, look at your various texts. Achrayish taksuf tada l'dunya dain tosef tada. Again, should be better off without the yud dain. One of them has the yud in it. Better off without it. Now, how you pronounce this word? I'm going to read it the way it's read traditionally. And then Dr. Steiner has a different. He says it should be kabelis. I think most people read it kabolis. Once we're on the topic of his dots, I said before, I read to you before. Ksusaisi and Sipukaichi. He has Ksusichi and Sipukichi. I'm just letting you know, it's not the way it's traditionally read. Again, we're hearing, he says Kabbalis, most people say Kabbalis.
Can it be done in English?
Or no. Kabbalis alai, val yarsi basroi. In other words, it's accepting upon himself. Not only on this, but even as heir after him. In other words, in a, he's married at age 20, he'll live till 120. So 99 years later, when his 90-something-year-old son will inherit him, he has the responsibility to pay up as well. In other words, he's accepting the achrayus, the responsibility, for himself and for his heirs after him. And here's the key word. This is today's shiur, if we get to it. Lihispara. And Dr. Stein added the word, the letter Aleph, the spara'ah, because it's Aramaic, minhon. One second. Excuse me. Either mikol or minkol. I'm not that's really basically the same thing. Why not? The sauna seems to change from mikol to minkol. Shvar arag nixin v'kinyon v'sitzchol kol shmar. I showed you that last week, because the law ksuba got collected from Ziburis. Now they have the minhag of putting in this expression now collects from Idis. Okay, but the problem, only one problem. Every chassan is broke. What do you mean all the possessions he has under the sun? That's a total of zero. I told every chassan at his wedding, here's the key. Dikanoi, that I have already, he pronounced it diknai, that I've already acquired. And here's the key. He has vidda asid. We usually read it, uda asid, okay. Ano lemikno. This is the famous Tikni phrase, which means any possessions he was going to acquire in the next 100 years of marriage are all subject to the lien of the suba. How can you do that? You don't even own it now. It's a good question, but it works. Before Shigemar. Now we actually go into some details. What exactly he's mortgaging to this suba? Nichsin the Islona Prius, which of course means real estate. Real estate. One day, alone a house. Who the last loan price? And those that don't have that, for some reason, there's no vav in Lahon and Lahon, and the traditional one, there is a vav. I'm not sure why that's so. The RCA has a vav, but the two other ones in front of you don't have the vav. Kula on yon achroin varvaran this bara, he has an extra aleph again, minhon. Shtak suf, the don, the dun yud dain, again, dain, without a yud is better. V'tosef tada, mi noi, what does mi noi mean? From me. V'afil when even, min glima, from the jacket. The al, pronounce here, kaspai. Look, we say kaspoi. I tell this every chosen too. The jacket, you probably pulled your jacket too when you got married. This jacket on your back is subject to the lean of the suba. Now watch comes out. Bichayai, in my lifetime. Okay? And one afterwards. Two of them have Ubasar Chaya, after my lifetime. That's a euphemism. Rabbi Shechtel went back to the original text. B'chayai, Ubasar Mosi. After that means after your death. Why beat around the bush? You know, I don't want to write the word Mosi, but Basar Chaya means the same thing. Okay, just showing you some of the distinctions that are found over here in Rabbi Shechtel's version. Min yoma denad ula olam. Rabbi Mosi, everyone follow me so far? So far we're doing well. V'achrayis v'chomer. One of them does not have the word v'chomer. Rabbi Shechtel put it in. The traditional one has it. The other one, which is based on the RCA, does not have it. That doesn't make any much of a difference. Shtaksuf t'don dun yudayim v'dosef t'don. Again, the third time that we see this expression. Again, the yud, probably better off without the yud and dayim. Kibel alav, again, blank, chasan denan. Kechoma kol shtorek suvos. And everyone has the word visoseftos. This is what's in every suva, except Dr. Steiner. So what do you got about toseftos? Should be tosafos. Took out the tough. Okay. The Nagin Bibnos Yisrael. And that's how we read it. It's an Aramaic term. The Nagin, that's what is Novav Ibnos Yisrael. Okay. That's important. I mean, Hasuyin Ketikin Chachameinu. Everyone says Zichronim Levracha. That's what everybody says. This one actually says Zal. And Dr. Steiner changed it to Zichron Levracha. How do you like that? The bumble doesn't belong. Okay, I'm going to argue with him. The Loka Asmachta. Now, this is a critical phrase we're going to spend a lot of time on this time. What's an Asmachta mean? Anybody know what an Asmachta means? Who knows what it means? Yes?
It's when Chazal had a Derabon and they attached
to it. That's one version of Asmachta. I showed it on the screen there, so that's not what it really means. Not in this context. Asmachta means an obligation, which is either because it's contingent or because it's exaggerated, is not binding. We'll discuss at some length how this affects Ksuba and other such documents. Very important discussion. Udalo ketuf say the story. I mean, the form. Now, you see in the classic one, the next word is missing. It's left blank. And the RCA one is also left blank. But in the two ones on the bottom, the two look the same, the word is there. And the word is vikanina. We'll be discussing this at some length. There were those who left it out because they're afraid of what we call metazik and shikra. It looks like a lie. He hasn't picked up the handkerchief yet. Yeah, but he hasn't married yet. She hasn't said yes yet. That is a lie. What are you picking on this one word? It's the most important word in the whole psukah. What if you leave it out? I have stories where they left it out, and I have my own stories where they left it out because they went to, and they forgot to fill it in. That's why I'm a big fan of putting it in advance. Don't worry about metazik and shikra. I'll tell you, I have so many stories, but I don't have too many. I have to get to them. I want to tell you now. If it's real time, I'll tell you the story. Min. And here you put the full name, name and father's name, if you have the family, the mishpachas is found again. Limoras, to the, you're, by picking up the handkerchief, whatever it is, you're acquiring from, min, from the chosen. Lim, to, moras, the kala is now the missus, blank, mishpachas, blank, basul, to da, al kol, ma, the kosev, umafurash, li'el, bimona, which means a kli, the kosher, the miknayabe, or the mekanyabe, some different pronunciations, which means whatever you're using, a handkerchief, whatever it may be, a pen, a key, my rabbi used a change purse, whatever it is, okay? And then comes the most important part, for this marmakomish, for the next sheet. I'm going to now give you comedy tracks for the next, not tomorrow, the one after that, which is the last three words. V'hakol sharir v'kayam. That's what it says with a vote. Notice that the RCA one, and this one, on top, there's no vav. Hakol Shariv Kayom, which is actually better. Unfortunately, the one here has spanning an entire line, which is not so good. The RCA is worse. It has Hakol Shariv Kayom in the middle, which is worse. Maybe I'll make copies of this too for you, so you'll have, which we'll see later, again, when we get to the next sheet after this one, why it's a problem. And you have the witnesses signed underneath, Nu'um and Nu'um. Notice the fancy one has a little bit of a gap on the right of the which is not so good. The best are the new ones that have literally up against the water on the right. The one that I have in front of me, RCA copy, has a little bit of room on the right, which is also not so good. The at the beginning, eight at the end. The fancy, the old, you know, the, doesn't have the word eight at the end, but it should. Okay, Rabbi Osi had some comparative analysis. He'll say it's small things, even it's important. When you go to a wedding, you pick up on these things. Okay, now we're going to come to today's year. Yeah?
My son-in-law is from Eidat Mizrahi.
Okay.
Okay. You know Michael Clifton, he's a scientist, Tom Bochum, but he's from Egypt.
Okay.
And we brought the ksuba to the Sadek Kedush with Rosh Shlomo Miller, and previous ksuba was Rosh Kolala of the Svardish Kila Rabatias.
Okay.
Rosh Shlomo looked at the ksuba, because he brought it for him for review, and he, I know from his Karusi, he actually been reviewing a Svarim on the Svardi ksuba, so we sat down and looked at it, and he thought better that Rabatias review it. Then during the Chosin's Tish, I noticed there was very vigorous questioning by Rosh Shlomo on the ksuba. Right, because he was asking, what's this, what's that? And I understood from my friend that after in the Chasna, while the ksuba was being read, Rosh Hashanah had a very big smile on his face. My brother was asking after the wedding, why he's smiling at the book so big. He said, so many Rashi Devos in that ksuba.
Yeah.
Rav Atiyas and him were the gifted young Talmidim in Rav Aaron's class in the last year, so they actually knew each other.
Rav Aaron Cutler.
Rav Atiyas Rav Atiyas and Rav Shlomo Miller were the young 17-year-olds in Rav Aaron's colors in the last years. But the Eidat Mizrahi's ksuba is apparently unbelievably challenging and difficult.
Rav Atiyas read it?
Rav Atiyas read it, and he checked it.
And all the Rosh Devos he got right. That's how he was smiling.
Well, because he knew, of course, knew what was supposed to be there.
Right.
And he answered Rav Miller's question. This is when they drew the bus.
That's how he was smiling.
Rav Miller had many, many questions on why.
I have stories on Rosh Devos too, but not for now. I want to get to our Shia. I have stories on... Tonight, we're going to discuss tonight. That's a whole different kettle of fish. Not today. Okay, so there we have the table story. Rabbi Osi, let's go. Now, we have the following shari. At the end of the shiur yesterday, we spoke about what happens if a ksuba is signed by the chosin with no eidim. I told you, Rabbi Yoshi was quoted two opposite directions. Is it good or no good? What's the critical issue? Open the Gemara's piece of Chof Aleph Amad Aleph in the Sefer Tzuvos. As we mentioned yesterday. Chof Aleph Amad Aleph says, Hotzi Olav, we saw it in the Tzuvos. Hotzi, big bold letters. Hotzi Olav, Sav Yodo, Shu Chayev Lo, Goem in the Chosin, B'nei Chori. B'nei Chori? You don't collect what we call Mishubadin. You don't collect Mishubadin. Okay? It's an interesting question. Once we hear the toast, let's see it. Not our topic for this second. Pasuk Rav Alphas, Dafkik Sha'oma Lohayud Rameolam. Avon Nemadu Loma Parati. I can say it paid up. Below Motzi Yomalish Tarcha Biyodi my boy. Eladushtar Shesh Roedin, the Gova Benachosa Mishubadin. Listen to this very case. This is very, 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 very important. This is really critical. Gentlemen, if I have a document which is an IOU, it can come in two forms. IOU, I sign my name, or Reuven El Shimon, and two Adam sign their names, Levi and Yehuda. You with me so far? Listen to me carefully. If I pay up a debt, what do I demand back?
Receipt.
No, not really. Why should I have to hold on to receipt? What do I demand back?
Shtar.
I want back the IOU. I mean, does it make sense? I owe you $100. Here's the money, give me back the IOU. I'm not crazy on that. If you say I don't have it, perhaps I'll agree to write it, have it, get a receipt, Kosen Shovar. Shovar is the word of receipt because it breaks the obligation. But why should I have that headache? I lose the receipt, I have to pay again, you pull the IOU a second time. Fine. Nonetheless, the Rif says that I'm believed to say that I paid it. Wait a second. I have your IOU! What do you mean you paid? Had you paid, you would have asked for the IOU back. No. The Malva cannot say to the Lover, Shtoch of Yodi, my boy. When can you say that? And they will collect. And the Bishtar Shiesh for Aiden, the Govom and the Chosin Mishubodim. If the document has witnesses, you can collect from, what does Meshubadim mean? Properties, real estate, that the person sold off in the interim. This is the lumpness of the riff, I've also said. Listen carefully. If I have a document signed by two witnesses that I owe you $100, I'm crazy if I don't ask for the document back if I paid the money. You collect me again. I have no recourse. I'm going to demand it back. I have no recourse. But what will happen, Rabbi Osai, in a situation in which I have an IOU and you borrow $100 and I ask for the IOU back? I can't find the Shema in the blank. I may still give you the money. I'm subjecting myself to be collecting for the second time. I have recourse. You know what I can do? I'll sell my property. Where's that house you used to own? I sold it to the neighbor. Oh, I collected from the neighbor. No, you can't. You can't collect from a Shabbat. So the lover can have the last laugh. Since he can have the last laugh, he doesn't bother getting back the IOU. But at the end of the day, he has an escape hatch, the lover. But if they're too aided against him, so what is going to happen? I have no money. What about the house? I sold it. What's going to happen? The mother will go to the neighbor, take away the house. And the neighbor will go right back to this guy and get away and get his money back. Assuming that they sell it called Achrayus. So that's the difference between the two, according to the Rif. The Ein Nira Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The reason is no. Ki minayin lo zeh hachiluk. Ki sovash de bechol shtar ein orogu lefroah chiyaz lo shtar. Come on, says the Rif. No one's going to pay back money without getting the shtar back, even in this kind of a situation. Fine, Rabbi Osai, this is what it says. Now the big question is, since we have a klal, that if a person has a document signed by the person himself without aiding, you don't collect from Mishabadim, so Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in the opposite directions. A ksuba signed by the chosm. Apparently in Sephardic communities, they do that. Have you ever heard that? The chosm signing a ksuba? Never heard of it. So you're supposed to have Aiden plus the chosm. No, Aiden forgot to sign. It's only the chosm. So are they married kosher or not? Conflicting versions of what Rabbi Yashiv said. Two different places, two different things. Now, why? What's the lumdus behind it? In one place is quoted as saying, you are mevatel takonas Shimon ben Shetach, because the shtar does not say in it. They collect from Mishubadim, because only Ksav Yada will not work for that. And therefore you're in violation of the takona, whether you collect from Tanai Bezdin or not. We saw yesterday two opinions. Either way, Bilas Nus. That's one place. That's one quotation. Another place, it's quoted differently. No. You're right, that if you didn't write down two Aidim, there's no takona Shimon ben Shetach. But you know what? Doesn't make it Bilas Nus. Bilas Nus is only if the entirety of the husband's present property at the moment of the collection is not subjected to the lien of the ksuba. That's a Bilas Nus. That's what we saw in the Mishnah later on. But what will happen if everything which he owned is subject to the lien of the ksuba? Only when he sells off is not. This, Rabbi Yashiv said, does not make it into Be'ilas Znus. And Rabbi Yashiv was quoted as saying that, in point of fact, the man cannot collect from a Shabbatim in a situation in which is only Ksav Yoda. Now, I'm not sure what he means. He cannot collect de jure, or he cannot collect de facto. This hinged on yesterday's shir. When it says over here, Rabbi Osai, there are two cases in which, here, look at Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, just to refresh your memories again. Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. Please turn. Mishnah says, Lo kosav lo ksuva b'sula makovim lo sayim alon amon of the nation tonight bezdin. You have to get it anyway. Right? Again, one more time. Lo kosav lo ksuva b'sula. You didn't write it. Sula govim lo sayim alon amon of the nation tonight bezdin. So you get it anyway. Okay? And lo kosav lo kom lo kosav de isli akhorin lo ksuva b'sula chayim. All this property is on the lien anyway. Why? Shoot Nai Bez. Question, how far does that go? That means all the possessions which belong to you at the time of the divorce or death, or all the possessions which you have right now and will acquire. So according to some authorities, Rav Shimon ben Shetach's idea that all Meshabonim are under lien is not a Tanai Bez. The Ramban. Some say it is. That's a Tosfos Rit. We saw a Tosfos Rit on the top. It's a Machlekes. And it's again a Machlekes, assuming that either it is not automatic or it's not written in the document, whether the Bilas knows or not, also a Shiloh. So Rabbi Yashav quoted opposite of this Shiloh. This Rabosai, in a situation in which perhaps even de jure, he's not entitled to the Mishubadin, because Chassam Yalda, without Eidim, you don't collect from Mishubadin. Let's assume for the moment, this doesn't go that far as to make it absolutely binding if he doesn't write it. That's the Ramban said. Shimon ben Shetach was matan, you have to do it. If you didn't do it, then you all acquire stuff to us all, but you can't collect from it. Fine. That's yesterday's sheet. What will happen in the following situation? I'm going to read you now from modern Sfarim. Really modern. Things that just came out very recently. I find this such a fascinating discussion. I hope you will find it fascinating as well. This is called Hayosher VeHatov. A multi-volume, this is some Tavshin Ayin. It's almost 5 years old. And he has the following unbelievable discussion here, which goes back to an earlier one, 3 years before. We'll start with this one. This is in Chelek Tes, page Resh Mem Aleph. Sheila. We all know Shimon ben Shetach said, you have to be able to collect from Mishavadim, according to Shulchan Aruch. What's the halacha if a ksuba does not have a chrayus to collect from Mishabadim? In other words, if the husband sells the property, the wife can't collect from that property. Do we say that the ksuba is kosher? Or should we say no? The pasul of ksuba, asur lo lo derima. You can't live with her. Mishnah Nundal on the basic ksubas. The same way she gets less than 200 zuz, it's bilas nus. So too, he gets 200 zuz, but she can't collect from the properties which are sold off. Says he as follows. I'm going to read it to you in the Hebrew. Bizmanenu, hayom en govim klam and achosim mishubadim. Doesn't mean you have shtar, you have edim, you don't collect from the kuchos. LMK, catch this now. Nirsham Hashiva Berishim Mekarkin Kanov, what they call the tabu. Beher Oras Hazhara or Bereshim Hamashkonos. You have to warn them in that place. And he quotes from Hagoyin Rabbi Mendel Shafran, back in Kovitz Hayoshev Atov, the same one, three volumes earlier, Vov, page Lamed Gimel. And nowadays it says you no longer collect from Mishabadim. Unless it's written down in the tablet. Lemaisa, therefore, he says you cannot collect from the chosin, which is sent by the husband during his lifetime, only from what's found at the time of the collection, when he died or when he divorced her. Harap Sumas Kosher. So Rav Mendel Shafran in volume Ches and Tzorachim, that's their question. So they have an answer which spans 4 pages. Resh Mem Beis to Resh Mem Hei, fascinating. But before we get to that, this is written by an anonymous author. I can't tell you who it is. I can tell you who he may be. They have a series of tshuvas, one beautiful tshuvas, one to the other. And they tell you the beginning who contributed to the collection of tshuvas. They give you a list of how many names? 9 names. One of the 9 gedolim wrote this beautiful tshuva. Can't tell you what it said. I don't know any of the 9 names myself either. I'm sure they will be coming in Chachamim. But Rav Mendel Shafran is a name I do know. I was zochet to meet him once in B'nai back in his home. And this actually was in a sukkah. Maybe one day I'll tell you the story how that happened too. But that's too far afield. Unbelievable story, but not for right now. Page Lamed, I'm sorry to tease you, but I just didn't really tease you. Page Lamed Gimel in this thing. The background has nothing to do with Ksubas. The background here is an incredible story which happened some years back in Tovshin Samach Zayin, the month of Av. We're talking now 7 years ago. It was some kind of major, major contractor called Cheftiba, big corporation, that went bankrupt and they couldn't fulfill their obligations, and they left many, many families and put a lot of money into buying their dira, and the dira didn't exist, whatever, old story. People started to see what they think that's going down under. They try to grab whatever they could grab. They grab diras, they grab whatever they own. They grab their computers, they grab everything. It's grab, whatever you can grab, grab. And Rabbi Mendel Shafra was asked, is this valid? It's grabbing. It's grabbing. It was grabbing. Tfisa is a very complicated shana halacha. Can you keep what you grabbed? Fine. Press as follows. Bismaneinu nishtanu sinrei shibu nechosim. Bisman chazal, shtar v'edim. Bismaneinu, shtar won't help. Edim won't help. Unless you write it, berishum ha-tabu, or reshum ha-mashkonos, then you don't even need shtar v'edim. This is the last few lines of page Lamed Gimel. Goes over to Lamed Aleph. Why did it change? Look what it changed. Things, life changed. Shinu b'sinrei achayim. You need a God of Bedoro. By the way, he's an American, Rav Mendel Shafra. Yeah, people don't need to see his name. They see his name. Oh, God of Bedoro. He's an American. I spoke to him in English. I think he's an American. Just now, I was involved in another complicated case that I was involved with. I was involved with his two rabbinic colleagues in a complicated Bezel case. I didn't speak to him. I spoke to his two colleagues. Again, not for now at all. Right. In the olden days, the Eidim was starting to start Motsiim Kol. Shaploni Lova Miploni. He saw Kol Islay, we've had it a few times already. And tomorrow's Makoros, you're going to see it again. So the word got out. Hadavim is sparse in the Kol. By the Kach Nizru Alakuchos Miliknos Nifse Alova. Word gets out that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1 million. Now, who is now going to buy property for Reuven? Only a madman. Because if they default on $1 million, she will take the property away. It's the reverse. The mom and the lova tell the Adam, don't say a word. So, don't say a word for various reasons. No one knows. So therefore, I'm going to be a shiva on the nechse alova from the mishubadim. That's crazy. They never heard about it. May all of those shamanu she'isha tivik subasa midira o neches shemelcha rabbalach neshanim rabbis. He's sitting in bed for 20 years, never heard of the case. And you find Rishonim at this. Because the Tshuva Sarash, that technically speaking, you collect what's called Metalte Mishtabed Agav Karka, it's in the Ksuba. You didn't have the word Agav in the Ksuba, it should have been there. But it's Islan Achrayas, Udlesan Achrayas. Could be in the Sephardi Ksuba, if you find one, it may have the word Agav in it, pretty sure. Because you know that to be Mishtabed, Metal, not so simple. But you can be, you know what King and Agav is? Anyone know what King and Agav means? You can sell any movables, Agav, incidental to real estate. I have this once a year. Who wants to guess what once a year is? Erev Pesach. I think I told you last year that the guy I sell to was a real estate agent. He smiles from ear to ear whenever we read through this in the document that we're going to sell all the chametz incidental to the homes and the garages and the storage areas where the chametz is found. Because I always tell him in Jewish law, all movables are considered incidental to real estate. He's all smiles. Man made his living in real estate. Okay, see. That, strictly speaking, works. But Nagel Akshav doesn't work. Why? Takonas Hashuk. What's Takonas Hashuk? Takonas Hashuk means in order to facilitate commerce. If you're going to collect from a house which I bought because it sent some kind of obscure document or leave out the house. I bought a car. You're gonna collect the car because it says in the obscure document that you have mapped all the cars and all the other possessions, the diamond rings and whatever else it is. Agav Karka, no one's going to buy anything anymore. You're afraid of some kind of a lien. And the Rosh said, if in certain communities, you need two specific witnesses. Otherwise, you can't collect from Mishabodim. Then you can't collect it. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Choshev Mishpat Siman Samach Aleph. Rabbo say, we're going to start seeing Choshev Mishpat soon. But that, I can't help it. Ksuba, after all, is a monetary document. You know, you can't be oblivious to Choshev. I asked if I never answered. Not a Choshev Mishpat. But soon we're going to have to get a hand in volume one of Chumash Mishpat. That's volume, unless the super fancy ones, it's volume two, Chon Yerushalayim. So Tomat, we'll be doing primarily from Lamed Tes until through the Mems. This happens to be in Siman Samach Aleph. But we see the Lamed Tes and the Mems, we'll be getting to a Mishpat upcoming Shiur. Haderech l'shabet hayom hu ach v'rak ade rishim shibut b'tabu ureshin ha-mashkonos. Shashibut mofia miyad b'nosach shemotziyem me'atabu u'b'chol rechisha o mechira shel dira ef shel levar. You know what we call this in America today? A title search. If you want to buy a house, you bought a house, did a title search. Are they lien on the property? You're crazy about the lien on it. They'll take it away from you. People buy title insurance. Have you heard that one? It's just in case something goes wrong, then you shouldn't lose all your money. I was outside of the Torah about title insurance. Again, not for now. So that's how I learned about this concept. Okay? So therefore, things have changed. And he goes on his merry way. In Chelech Ches, someone asked him the question, so what Ksuba is a puzzle? Because every Ksuba, there's no Mishabodim anymore. It's not written in the Tabu. That's the problem. There's a serious problem. Now, if you learn, Rabosai, that Takana Shiva Mitchell Ola Khathila, the Ramban, you have to do it. But if you didn't do it, gentlemen, if you didn't do it, then it's not Pilas, so you have no problem. But if you hold, as many did, the Tumim, I showed you on the screen. The Urim and Tumim, the Yonis and Ancients, said explicitly that way. Rabbi Yoshua is quoting the opposite direction on this. There's a big machlekas about it. If you hold as a problem, it's a very serious problem. Very, very serious problem. How's any ksum any good today? So then no man's allowed to live with his wife. Crazy. 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 So now Rabbi Osai, let's analyze this thing. So there are a number of Gedolim that maintain that you do not require Sheba Nechasin to live with your wife. And one of the beautiful articles right over here, this one in Chelek Tes, and it's also another article in the same called the Ksuba Kil Chasa, another Gadol of the Torah, Rabbi Naftali Nussbaum. I'm sure you've probably never heard of it. But he has three tshuvas from Rabbi Naftali Nussbaum in the back, Yud Ches Du Chaf. You want to look it up in this beautiful Sefer Ksuba Kil Chasa. It begins on page Reish. Reish Hey. Oh, also, Ksav Yadav Ksubi. No two ways we sign his name. Three tshuvas going into page Reish Yud Beis. Quite a few pages on this topic. And he says, I'm not telling this now, it's not a problem. If your wife is not empowered to collect the Sheba Nechasim, you are not considered over Bilas Nus. Yes! Yes, it's supposed to be there. But for some reason it's not there, it's not considered a violation of BS. We have 20 minutes to go. Let's try to figure out some of the proofs for this Yisod. And we'll see more tomorrow. Some of them are on the Makoros going forward, some of them are on the Makoros going backward. I'm not sure I remember myself what the old man Makoros look like. Let's see what we have over here. Let's see what's here. Yes, take a look at this one is here. Sadi Amar Aleph, this is here. I hope you finish it by now. Tosfos de Ramaska Lo. Let's take a look there. Sadi Amar Aleph, Tosfos Lo. Please turn. See what it says? What did it say over here? The Mishnah says, Cotton, I mentioned it yesterday, right? Cotton got married. Okay. So good. So it's good ksuba, why not? Says the Gemara, Lo Shana Alamona Masayim. But not Tosefis. Machlokas. Okay. Says Rashi, Mona Masayim. Shein Tanai Bezin. Ilu Bishtar Lo Gavya. The Chas will be Alma. Shtar is nothing. Nothing, because he was wearing the cotton. It's not binding on him. Okay. But Tanai Bezin you get. Frektosis. Vim Tomar. Im Kain. Michael Mashal Masnissin Shamanaz Ken Kimo. I feel a little closer to me all of me, Eshtok Suba. We saw the mission in the Alphabet Bezin. It's Tanai Bezin. Watch this now. The word kolah. Supposed to have a shtark. Supposed to have a kolah. Here it didn't have one. In this case, why? The muktamu. We muktam. The guy got married. He was 12 and a half. It wasn't binding then. It's bar mitzvah 6 months later. That's when it takes effect. But it was predated 6 months in effect. That apotropa sold the money before he became bar mitzvah. What do you see from here, gentlemen? Have a ksuba. You don't collect from a mishubadim. Tosfos is beferish. And not living in sin. A black on white tosfos. Black on white. There's no mishubadim. And after it became, the couples living together in peace and harmony. No one said the bali aver. Everyone with me so far? You got me? You with me? Very important. This sounds like a very, very cogent proof. This proof is brought by the Sefer Ksuba Hilchos Rav Naftali Nusbam. It's also brought by the Mishpat HaKsuba. It's also brought in the Yashav HaTov. All three bring this raya that you see from this toast from the Furish. There's no problem. However, you may remember that the Mishpat HaKsuba on the wrong side of the fence, he wants to say that it is a piasnus. What do you do with this tosis? Kind of what an unbelievable pshat in tosis. He says that tosis means no. You would collect the money, the mishabadim, from the time he turns bar mitzvah. From the time he turns bar mitzvah. Wow. Is it true or is it not true? There's a big machlokes. I'll try a mission, try maybe tomorrow some of the sources on this one. That's what he suggests. More than that, he says, at the time that it was written kedin. You know why? Under bar mitzvah. Under bar mitzvah, no problem. And who does he argue with? My third source for today. Something called the Shaarei Tzedek. You know it's a hospital, Shaarei Tzedek. But Piskli Shaarei Tzedek is also a periodical, comes out also every year. Up again, number 9. We have 2 number 9s. This one is printed by a very tachoshev Talmud Chacham named Harav Ratzon Arusi. You never heard of him. He's a choshev Rav and Dayan in Eretz Yisrael. Every year he has a big convention called Halichos Am Yisrael. I actually spoke there once. I get invitations, come up. In the good old days, they had money to pay your airfare, pay your hotel, No more of that. But when I went one day, in charge of a nickel. I was going for yeshiva anyway. That's what I spoke about. I spoke about then as a man, I'm sorry to talk about it even, as a man ever allowed to beat his wife. You know, they ask me, when did you stop beating your wife? My answer was a resounding no. They started arguing with me. Whatever, that's not that. So, as a printed, I have a printed mimer, one of these chariots. I'm not sure which year it was, but I'll show it down. We'll look it up and see where it is. I'll give it to you. Remember that. Not allowed under any conditions. Okay. Almost anything. You'll see later. Not for now. I'll forget to do so. Whatever. So here, he has a fascinating issue. Watch this. On page 164, written Mishpat HaKsuba Bizmanenu, Harav Ratzon Arusi. I mean, Arusi was also knowledgeable. He may have a law degree. I met him for a second month. I think Rabbi Shechter knows him pretty well. He has a law degree, he's a big time chacham, and he has this convention all the time. And again, I was only there once very briefly, I spoke. And he says over here on page 164 something quite amazing. Look what he says. Nowadays, he says, you can't collect with a shtar. He tells you why. So listen carefully, please. Rav Mendel Shafran said why. Because the shtar no longer, the Adam don't spread the word out. On the contrary, they swore to secrecy. He says, because you can't collect Israeli law. Not halacha, Israeli law. Ein givui b'chok. According to the chok, has to be rishon mashkanta, rishon he'oras ha'sara b'tabu, tila hazir v'sakon, makes a lot of sense. They're clawing. So therefore, he wants to know, So how in the world is the Ksuba work these days? He tells you why, another amazing thing. I love what he says over here. Ein safek shebimei mishnah v'talmud she'asokim halvos u'misr ha'yubi yishuvim ketanim shekula makirim es kula hakol shebishtar yabo kedei lehazir es ha'kodim. Everyone knows everybody else. Lo kei b'yameinu shalvos v'asokim hei b'bnei odem hei orim shonos u'mimedinos shonos ein l'shtar shum kol sheyochol lehazir konim potentialim. Only tabu and mashkonas. So the Shimon the Chos doesn't exist. Lo kayam apoel. So Shimon Meshedach is useless nowadays. I write Shimon the Chos Nixuva, but it's, you can't collect it. It's impossible. So the question becomes: so all Ksuva should be no good? Maybe we can only rely on the Chadrag. What's Chadrag? Cheirim there. Rabbeinu Gershom, which he spoke about at the very beginning. I showed you the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sam Levav. Of course, how many people have a Shulchan Aruch? For my knowledge. Who's got the Shulchan Aruch here? Only one? Two? I need more again. I have to get Shulchan. I'd like to have it in hardcover. Maybe they start. The screen is a screen. I'm not sure you see it inside. If you can find a Shulchan Aruch, it'll be very much appreciated. Again, we'll be primarily going from Sam Levav and on, but we'll be touching from Nun Aleph and on, because that's where things really get heat up. Actually, probably from Nun and on, things start to heat up. So, okay, whatever. Not for now. He says over here, we saw last week on the screen. But we learned the story of Onus. Remember the Onus last week, the first opening this year? Onus means a man. This week's Pasha now. Pasha's Kisense. Lo Yuchal Shalchal Koyomov. He's honest, so you can't divorce in your whole life. So there's no need for ksuba, according to the Ramah. I mean, the pasuk of Chumash. So the Ramah suggests it should apply nowadays the tchener ben gerush, should get the wife against the will. We had shtaka tainus based on the rach and shittim kubetzes. There is a ksuba, the $50 you prepaid, 50 shkom. As opposed to today, we don't prepay, whatever. But this is sure, we have to rely on the Ramah. Then he wants to submit the following suggestion. What'll happen if you have a shtar muktam? A shtar muktam? You want to puzzle it? Why is it puzzled? Every ksuba is puzzled for the same reason. You can never collect from the Shabbatim. Never. Of course, the difference is a very big difference. A shtar that we have, which is kosher, you can collect from Pnei Choron, as we call it. You can collect from the possession which the husband has. What about a shtar muktam, which does not collect from the Shabbatim? Because you're afraid you're going to collect illicitly from someone who bought it before it really went into effect. Can you collect from B'nai Chorom in that kind of a case? I repeat, a shtar muktam. A person borrowed money today, predated the document to Pesach, 6 months, 5 months ago. If the shtar is kosher, whoever bought from me in the last 5 months, it moves out illegally. Because really they bought it before the lien. So you can't collect from a Shabbatim, not before, and according to some, never. Something to buy from Shabbatim from afterwards. Something not even B'nai Chorin. But if you can collect from B'nai Chorin, that's where a regular shtar is much better. If you can't collect from B'nai Chorin, so a regular shtar is much better than shtar muktam, even though you can no longer collect from Shabbatim today. If you collect B'nai Chorin, if you make muktam, it's worse. Maybe you can't collect B'nai Chorin. That's the pimple over here. So he makes the following line. Look what he says. Ein kvar to'elet b'takanoso tzur b'shimim ben shetach. He says, "Batel tokvo." It's kalbein alotzia. He writes over here the mishpat aksuba chas v'sholom to say that chas v'sholom. Here, the jewel you can collect. He doesn't know about Rav Mendel Shafran. You can't collect. Just the fact of the Israeli law won't let you collect. But in Bezin you would collect. He claims. I think that if you came to Rav Mendel Shafran's Bezin, you certainly would collect, and I have more faith in his judgment, so you wouldn't collect. So the problem's going to be a problem no matter what. He tries to poo-poo the problem. Therefore, the best answer to say is, even if you cannot collect from Mishabodin, it's not a bilas nus. But this man, Rav Bar Shalom, from Mishpat HaKsuba, who wants to insist that it is a bilas nus, he is in trouble. He's in trouble. Big trouble. So there's another source to be made. I want to give you all the coolest now, Ross, as much as we can, if the time allows. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll discuss more. A Gemara Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We were here once before also, if I'm not mistaken. Nun Aleph Amid Beis. So on Amid Aleph, you remember, the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say? You didn't write, you get entitled to it anyway. Ramei, the Yama Kalapokas, the Psul, the Masayim, Lamana Mimana, it's Bilas Nus. Achrayas told Sova, the toast is writ. We spent quite a bit of time on this Gemara last week. But the last part of what I'm going to see is another Makos. You get it? So? Gemara. Nun Aleph. Yes, yes, this is on the Makos. Nun Aleph, not to Lamed Beis. Exactly. So it is included in the Makos from last week. What does it say? Chamisha Govim and Amachurorin. Amed Beis, the seventh or eighth line. What are they? Da-da, 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 da-da. Uksubas isha she'en v'achrayis. Asks the Rav Naftali Nussbaum. We're talking about Rishoyim? Talk about Rishoyim over here? Rishoyim? We're living with their wives in sin? Can it be? It must be, Rav Osai. That's not considered to be bilas nus. As long as you can collect from the person's own property, unlimitedly, whatever he owns. Whatever he owns. Oh. Fine. Fine. Now. We know there exists a thing called Mokom Shein Kosen Boksuvim. I showed him on page 10 Siman Aleph. Can you collect from a Shabbatim in that kind of a case? He thinks perhaps not. And yet they're married legitimately. And then we have the following problem, Rav Osai. Why aren't you afraid that the woman has no confidence in collecting? He'll deny having married her. Just to refresh your memories briefly. Pei ches and a beis. Come on. Pei ches and a beis in the bottom of Tosis. We were here last week. Better to see in Baba Matir Yudzayim, but I want to show it to you in the book and not on the screen. Here it says, Hotzi yoget ve'eni moksuba, is a whole issue. It's a problem. So fake Tosis is a problem. You have to have a ksuba. So Tosis says, why? Let's just review again briefly. Per kam ad Baba Matir, daf Yudzayim. You don't believe it until you pay. It's a nice best. Okay? Okay. Second more line. The Mokum Shakosan Ksuba ain't Chayav Lefro, I don't have to pay her. I should talk to Loa Ksuba. Give me back the Ksuba. The Kaver the Mashanisha Shtak Silva Biyodo Yochalobo, they have such a titbak subas a second bezin achair, a second bezin. Yudalo Yishar Shtak Subas Biyodo, nay, they don't name and love a parati. Oh, hear what's going on? Do you not believe to say parati because it's a mass of bezin? Loma klum. But you believe to say parati migu? Parati mona? Migu di boy omar al mona de sasich. There's no idea in Uma. And we saw last week that. Shragos Maimon, he says, I can say you're not my wife at all, I never married you. She has no confidence to collect, he'll deny the entire marriage. In our case, I'm not telling us about, we can't do that. Why? Because she walks into Bezin with a ksuba signed in his own handwriting. You never married me. I have a ksuba you signed. You never married me, you crazy. So therefore, there's confidence. There's a measure of confidence. A regular shtar, you can believe to say parati if there's no document. But here, it's a maisa bezdin. It's a maisa bezdin, so we paskin. So finally, Rabbi Osai, just last few minutes, to discuss the other issues of surrounding this. this major problem of not having the ability to collect from Mishubadim is a dispute. The Mishpat HaKsuba so far stands alone in being Makras considered to be Bilas Nus. Rav Yosha is quoted in both directions. The consensus of the Gedolim is it's not called the Bilas Nus, because she has confidence to be able to collect her Ksuba from whatever is in his possession at the time that the Ksuba is collectible, upon death or divorce. That is sufficient. If Rav Osai, if either none of his property is under lien, even while he has it, or according to the Miri, I should say, if none of his property, according to the other Rishonim, if not all of his property is under lien, it's a Bilas Nus problem, that pay base, according to the most. But as long as what he has in his possession is under the lien, even though he sold off, it's not under the lien, the consensus view is, that's not considered to be Bilas Nus. Solves the problem nowadays, we can no longer collect because there's no taboo and all that kind of stuff. Solves a lot of the problems. It's Pashtrat Nimon Afnun Aleph, the Pashtrat Tosad Abtsadi, and all the protestations of the Mishpat HaKsuba to the contrary. I think that his position is the losing position in this battle, which is good for us. I mean, it's not a problem of Mishpat. However, I must tell you the truth that there are other positions. The Tumim seems to be Machmir in the Shad. There are Yonas and Eshes. He's not a small person. Remember what he said? A ksuba which is v'uchar, I showed it on the screen. So all the while, till the date of the document comes to be, she's sitting with her husband, Beiser. Why? She has a ksuba. Well, it's the wrong date, it's post-dated. That means there's no shiva nechasim. Can't collect from Bnei Chorin. So he seems to be also the mamach with the gesar. The hafla also. You know what hafla was? Who's that hafla? Who is Afla? Who is he? What Afla stands for, Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz. Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz was the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe. He had two Rebbe's. He had the Rav Nosson Adler and Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz was the Afla. He was with the Hamakna. A Kiddushin Afla on Ksubs. Two beautiful, fantastic volumes. On Afnun Var, I believe, he's also Machmer in the Shaila. See, it's not as if the Shaila should go away by itself. We still should do our best to try to worry about the child. It's going to lead us to a whole issue, which we'll get to, I guess, as the shiur progress. Perhaps the problem that every ksuba, every couple lives together, husband and wife, the first night of their marriage, is in trouble. Although they signed a perfectly kosher ksuba, it's possible that the lien that is effectuated by the ksuba will not take effect until the sun sets the next night. Because you never know what came first. You know what came first? Follow me? She'll come, her husband sold off property. Okay? All sold property. And the date on the ksuba is today, Zion Elul. So, okay, she wants to collect. The guy will say, you bought the property. Wait a minute, lady. What do you mean? Maybe I bought this property at high noon. Maybe you only got married Zion Elul at 6 o'clock? So I came first. So how's she going to collect? So there's no Shiva Nechasa, the first night of Yisr, Chas V'Shalom. So we'll discuss it, Mr. Shem, upcoming Shir. Okay. Good. Stop here. So tomorrow, who are we calling? Do you want to work with them?